Hello, you're listening to Client Loyalty, and I'm Andrew Sobel. Welcome to the December 2007 edition of Client Loyalty. This month, ask questions like an advisor. We often hear pronouncements about the importance of asking great questions, although we don't actually hear very often about what those questions might be. I think that good questions can have one or more of several characteristics. For example, they make your client stop and think, compel your client to reframe how he or she views the problem, give you credibility. They're open-ended. They inherently demonstrate your expertise. They haven't been asked by others. They move the conversation towards the client's most important issues and concerns, and they enable you to get to know clients as people. Good questions are also brief and succinct. A few years ago, I discovered, to my dismay, just how verbose my questions were when I watched some videotaped interviews I had conducted. I would ask the client a question, then explain the question some more, then elaborate on what I really meant, and on and on. 5 minutes later, I would finally pause to let the person answer. One technique of documentary filmmakers is to always ask short, sometimes purposefully vague questions about their subjects. This leaves room for the greatest range of responses and allows the other person to gravitate again towards the most important aspects of the subject at hand. I often talk about the expert versus the advisor mindset, and depending on which of those you've adopted, you will ask different questions in very different ways. Let me give you a series of examples. Professionals in the expert mindset ask questions or make statements such as, "We plan to cover three items with you this morning. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my firm. When do you want to make a decision on hiring someone for this project? What keeps you up at night? What are your most important issues? What would it take to win your business?" You've probably heard some of these before. Professionals that are in what I call the advisor mindset ask questions or make statements such as, "What's the most valuable way for us to spend this time together? What's the most important issue you'd like to discuss right now? What would you like to know about our firm?" Or, "In talking to my clients in your industry, I'm struck by a couple of particular issues that they're really grappling with. These include changing consumer tastes, new competition from Asia, and the growth and the power of NGOs. How would these resonate with you or your management?" Or, "How is your organization reacting to, for example, the new FASB regulation, European tariffs, the merger of X and Y competitors, and so on?" Or, "When it's appropriate and the timing is right, I'd like to introduce you to Bill Smith. We worked with Bill and his organization as they went through many of the same changes you face, and I think you'd find a conversation with Bill very helpful." You see the differences. When you have the advisor mindset, you give more control to the client, you ask open-ended questions, and you try to phrase questions in a way that allows the client room to really think and reflect. Experts and advisors also build credibility in different ways. For example, experts like to show tables or charts that illustrate that they're the biggest, the best, the most global, and so on. I'm talking about things like league tables for bankers. Bring lots of paper to meetings. Ask informational closed-ended questions like, "What's your market share in the Northeast?" Talk about their solutions and products, or their methodologies and the features of their services and products. They like to bring many colleagues to meetings. I don't know, is there safety in numbers? And often they hold back on giving a potential client too much, quote, valuable, unquote, information early on, since that client might just take that knowledge and then not hire you. Advisors, on the other hand, like to give examples of client assignments rather than show league tables. Have a good two-way conversation, perhaps bringing documents as leave-behinds. Ask open-ended questions and occasionally challenge the client. Are you sure you need to reorganize right now? Maybe the problem has more to do with ill-defined roles than actual organization structure. They talk about benefits and results rather than methodologies. They feel comfortable holding one-on-one meetings, perhaps bringing a couple of colleagues to the second meeting. They give lots of value early on as a way of building credibility and trust, and also to role model what a relationship would actually feel like. For your next client meeting, or meeting period, think about how to make the other person a true participant in the conversation. In addition to some important information or opinions you may want to convey, reflect on 4 or 5 good questions that you want to ask. Thanks for listening to Client Loyalty. For more resources on building long-term client and customer relationships, go to my website at andrewsobel.com. This podcast is available for distribution with my permission. Please contact me at andrew@andrewsobel.com.